This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. With the holiday season coming up, Price County Public Health has some tips to reduce holiday stress. These include setting realistic expectations. Remember, don't try to do everything perfectly and accept that things probably won't go as planned. Practicing self-care, always get enough sleep the night before, eat healthy foods, and take time to relax. And be sure to establish boundaries. Say no to commitments you don't have time for, and set time aside for yourself each day. You can find more tips and information within Price County Public Health's newsletter, available on their Facebook page. Wednesday, December 3rd, from noon to 6 p.m., you're invited out to the Glidden School, where the American Red Cross is teaming up with Bandai Namco Entertainment to celebrate the 45th anniversary of Pac-Man. All who come to give blood or platelets November 17th through December 7th will be able to score an exclusive pair of Red Cross Pac-Man socks while supplies last. This partnership comes at a critical time as the Red Cross is facing a drop in donor turnout when making and keeping appointments is critical to providing life-saving blood products for patients during the holidays. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, December 3rd from noon to 6 p.m. over at the Glidden School. As the Assembly took up almost 50 bills, there was drama over one that has wide support from lawmakers and Wisconsinites. Savannah Tomielsen takes us to the Capitol.
Representative from the 13th, we are talking about the bill.
Yelling broke out on the floor of the State Assembly Wednesday over health care coverage for new moms.
And if you want to protect kids, let's protect kids.
No, the point of order is you're non-germane.
You're not going to let me make my argument?
While talking about another bill on the floor, Democrat Robin Vining changed the subject to expanding Medicaid coverage for postpartum women.
Representative from the 13th, you're out of order.
Almost everywhere in America, low-income women can stay on Medicaid for 1 year after giving birth. There are two exceptions, Arkansas and Wisconsin. Moms in need here in the Badger State have 2 months on Medicaid before being kicked off their coverage. Here's the thing. A majority of lawmakers in the legislature support extending coverage to 1 year. The bill to do just that has 72 sponsors. It includes every Democrat in the Assembly and 28 Republicans, more than enough votes for the bill to pass. But one person has stood in the way, and that's Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. He's kept the proposal in a committee that rarely meets. He's previously said, quote, "We already have enough welfare in Wisconsin," end quote. Democrats were ready to force the bill to come to the floor for a vote, but Democratic Representative Lisa Subek says Voss found out.
The speaker chose to withdraw the bill from Rules Committee and move it into Assembly Org. Why might he do that? To avoid getting this to a vote on the floor. And I'm mad about it.
A Marquette poll from a few months ago shows that two-thirds of Wisconsin residents would like to see Medicaid coverage extended for new moms. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Heading out for Wisconsin's 9-day gun deer season from November 22nd through to the 30th? Well, DNR research scientists need your help. If you spot a black bear den while you're hunting, file an online report to help an ongoing research study. This project, which does not harm any bears, will contribute to a better understanding of the state's bear population. If you spot a large hole dug into a hillside, under a fallen tree, or even out in the open, stay at least 30 yards away, and quickly and quietly to avoid disturbing any residents that may be inside the den, drop a pin on your phone's map app and take some photos of the den's location on the landscape and note any signs of recent bear activity. Then, as soon as possible, fill out the DNR's online bear den report form. Reporting bear dens is a critical part of informing future management decisions, and the DNR thanks you very much for your help. Wednesday, December 10th, from 2 to 3:30 p.m., it's Park Falls Public Library Adult Bingo. You must be 18 years or older, and refreshments and small prizes will be provided. If you bring a plate of cookies or bars to share, you'll be entered into a drawing for a $10 Amazon gift card. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, December 10th, from 2 to 3:30 p.m., over at the Park Falls Public Library. Another Safe Haven baby box is coming to Wisconsin. Melissa Kay has more.
There are only 7 in the state. The furthest east is in Reedsburg, and the furthest north in Green Bay. The eighth location will be closer to the center of the state.
I'm so excited that this is going to happen in Wisconsin Rapids, and I can't wait to get the ball rolling.
Local resident Linda Casper has been working with city leaders for at least 6 months to bring a Safe Haven baby box to the area. These climate-controlled boxes contain a bassinet and are installed in a secure location like a police or fire department. They allow parents to surrender an infant anonymously without prosecution. The first baby box in the state to receive an infant happened in Racine last month.
I'm Austin Brumain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Packers get set for a border battle on Sunday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. Green Bay's offense has been struggling as of late, and it doesn't get any easier when the Packers take on the Vikings' tough defense this Sunday. Here's Coach Matt LaFleur.
Brian does a hell of a job, as good as anybody. It just, when you game plan for him, I mean, it takes a lot longer than your typical game plan just because of all the different looks that he presents. It is a real, real challenge.
When the Packers take on the Vikings Sunday, it'll be the first of five divisional matchups for Green Bay the rest of the season. Coach Matt LaFleur on taking on the challenge of the NFC North.
Every week, somebody that is perceived shouldn't win ends up winning the game. So I think it's a great lesson for all of us involved in this thing is like you can't rest for 1 second. And it's not just every game. It's every single moment when you're on the field. Every play is so critical because the margins are, in my opinion, as slim as I can ever remember it.
Kickoff Sunday is at noon at Lambeau Field. Tonight, the Bucks take on the 76ers at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee will be without Giannis Antetokounmpo, who has a groin injury. Here's Coach Doc Rivers.
We're going to either find somebody or find something to run that will pay dividends later. And that's the stretch that we're about to go through. We'll be ready.
Giannis is expected to miss 1 to 2 weeks with a groin strain. Tip-off against Philadelphia is at 7 p.m. Today is the first day of the state high school football championships with Division 7 through 4 in action. Three of the four games today match up undefeated teams. Tomorrow, it'll be Divisions 3 through 1. The games are at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. You can find the pairings, stats updates, and broadcast information at WIAAWI.org. I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
A little drizzle this morning, then it's going to be cloudy here through the rest of the day. Our high in the low to mid-40s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to 25 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.